89.7 WNKU. 104.1, 105.9 online at WNKU.org from the Waterboys. Fisherman's Blues Part 2, name of the CD, and we heard Blues for Your Baby. Rusted Root in there before that. Xavier Rudd got us going in there, and Craig Finn in there from his latest Clear Heart and Full Eyes on 89.7. 23 after the hour, Keegan with you on this Thursday afternoon, and in the studio with me, Derek Trucks. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. Good to see you.
Good seeing you. And you're in town tonight at the Taft with everybody else. You got the whole band with you,
I guess. Crew, yep.
Yeah. That's how's the touring been going so far?
It's been good. You know, we just did that festival down in Florida, the Wani Festival, the Allman Brothers put on. That was great. We played last night in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just getting cranking, but so far so good.
Getting up and doing all the stuff off the new CD.
A lot of it, you know. We just this tour, the last few nights, we've actually started adding tunes from my solo group and Susan's solo group. Uh-huh. So it's been fun throwing in some older tunes.
Well, I was thinking about that. You have such a vast amount to go through now with combining her group and your group and the new stuff and Revelator. I mean, my gosh, that's just there's a tour right there.
Yeah, you know, really up until this tour, we really shied away from playing any of the older material, and we wanted to make it obvious that this is a separate thing, a new thing. But I feel after a year and a half of doing that, it's time to dig in. You know, we spent a few decades on those other bands, so it's time to dig back in.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It's been fun, though. It's been fun.
And the new one, Everybody's Talking, Tedeschi Trucks Band Live, and a lot of, we'll talk about this in a minute. Got quite a few covers on here, but let's listen to the title track, Everybody's Talking, Tedeschi Trucks Band on 89.7 WNKU.
Echoes of my mind. People stop staring at me. I can't even see their faces. You're only shadows of their eyes. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. shining, Lord, through the pouring rain. I'm heading where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on the summer breeze, skipping over the ocean.
WNKU 104.1, 105.9. That's off the new CD. Everybody's talking. Tedeschi Trucks Band and off the Tedeschi Trucks Live. Everything on here is live, right?
It is.
That's why you put live on there. They're going to be at Taft tonight, showtime 8, probably.
Yeah.
You got anybody warming you up or anything? You don't need anybody to warm you up.
Yeah, no, we do, but I'm yeah, with Shannon Whitworth.
Shannon Whitworth.
Yeah, it's the first show she's doing with us. I think she might be doing the Ryman as well. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. That's and not, you just
I
mentioned
just gave
you're going to.
False information. But she is there tonight.
Nobody knows. That's okay. And you just mentioned you're going to be at the Ryman in a few days.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited about that. I saw Tony Rice and Peter Rowan at the Ryman and had been in just to walk through the place before, but this will be the first time on stage. So
yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
You get to play with them, you think, and all that good stuff?
Well, this time it'll just be us, but it's going to be great. Everyone's going to be shedding before that show. You want to bring your A game to the Ryman.
There you go. You got it. You better believe it. You better, right. You better be on. Okay.
Yeah, it's not lost on us who has been on that stage. So.
Oh man, we talking a few minutes ago. The song was going about previously playing in Cincinnati, and you were at the Ripley's.
Yeah, we did Ripley's quite a few times, and you know, obviously River Bend with the Almond Brothers, and I think my band opened for the Almonds a few times, and the Barrel House.
Yeah.
Bogart's,
yeah. But you were telling this story about was it that Ripley's when
no that was where? I think was that
was that Bogart's?
That was Barrel House.
Oh, Barrel House. Yeah. That's right. That's
I think
right.
We were standing out front between set breaks and a car just careened off the road right into the side of the building.
While you're
luckily, it didn't
there.
Go into the building and it didn't kill any band members, but we were about 3 foot away from an entirely different history.
That's great. So. It could have been all over at that time. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, this new one, everybody's talking, and we mentioned this a minute ago. A lot of, no, not a lot of, you got quite a few covers on here. And what was the idea behind that?
You know, when you get on the road, it's just fun to throw in tunes mm-hmm. occasionally, and some of those we just tried on that tour, and they just stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, there was just some great performances. A lot of times it's nice, you know, because we didn't want to do a live record of just the songs on the record we put out.
Yeah.
So we wanted to throw in some other
something
things.
Different.
And we didn't really want to do a live record of tunes from our past records.
Mm-hmm.
There's a handful of tunes that we've written that are not on record yet, and some of those I want a studio version to be first. So,
yeah.
But it was just, you know, kind of taking the best performances. We recorded 12 shows and took a lot of the old studio gear from our studio at home and really made sure we got the sounds right. And then it was just kind of playing different sets every night, finding out what works. But, you know, tune like Everybody's Talking was something that we just did on that tour, and the sentiment was great. It felt great. Darlin' Be Home Soon is just a great vehicle for Susan's voice and then for the band to kind of expand at the end. So, and like a tune like Uptight, we really did that to showcase the horns and the drummers and O'Teal as kind of an excuse for a bass and a drum solo.
Well, so, you know, with the variety of instruments you have now that you're dealing with, you can incorporate all this stuff really easily.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing band that way. Like really whatever genre or style that you can think about, you can pull off. You know, it's a pretty versatile band.
Is that what you were looking for when you kind of got everybody together?
That was the idea.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted a traveling circus and just see how many people we could fit in two buses without killing each other and hit the road and, you know, really pick out some of our favorite musicians, you know, and just guys we've always wanted to play with and make sure the chemistry was right. You know, we spent a good, probably the better part of a year making sure that everything was right. You know,
uh-huh.
we experimented with a lot of different lineups, and once we got this crew together, it was pretty obvious that there was something there. So then you just have to hit the road. I mean, that's the only way to make it grow and to make it a band. You know, you can sit in a room and write and rehearse all day long, right. You know, all year long, and it's not gonna really become a band until you get on the road and go through all that to get
it clicks. It clicks, it's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And with this band, it seems like, to some extent, you're sort of moving in a different direction, or maybe not a different direction, but just kind of just widening everything out. Like we mentioned, that you can touch on just about anything from blues to jazz to anything with this group.
Yeah, you know, we've always tried that in other groups, but you know, it's you go through phases. You go through, you know, as a musician, as a person, as a band leader, as you know, even husband and wife. You know, you go through all these things, and it's a really great place right now.
I mean,
it's exciting to do it, and you know, we feel fortunate. Having the bands we had in the past, and I mean, my group was together for close to 16 years. Susan was on the road for probably about the same amount of time, and you know, you learn a lot and you grow a lot in those times, and it's nice to be able to kind of reset and start something from scratch, which is, I really never had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I was on the road at 11 or 12 years old, and before I knew it, you're just kind of in the middle of something.
Yeah, that's it. That's your life.
It was amazing. You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, but it's nice to be able to kind of step back and really think about it and piece something together. So that was the start of this band, and now it's starting to really kind of take hold of it's kind of writing its own script now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, and it sounds like it. It just sounds so together.
Yeah, you can feel it. You know, you can feel it in the air. You can sense it. Like when a band like this plays. I notice a lot when we play festivals with other bands that we've been around for years. You get this sense of everybody's kind of eyes and ears perking up, and you can tell it's a nice thing, because when you have a band that's really playing in the moment and really it's refreshing, but you can kind of feel it. It puts all the other bands on edge in a good way. Like, yeah. It makes everybody play better.
They're paying attention to you. Yeah,
yeah, it's like, yeah. when the water rises, everything kind of lifts with it. So it's fun to see that. Even at the Allman Brothers Festival, at Wanna, you could feel it. You know, we played right before Further, and you could feel a little bit of extra edge in their set, and the same with the Allman Brothers, because, you know, it's fun watching my uncle and J-Mo see two drummers. They're like, wait a minute. That's our stuff.
That, exactly. I've seen that before.
There's a little extra edge on the set. I was
That's
like, all right.
Good. That's real good. And I imagine you also feel it from the audience once they pick up on everything you're doing.
There's, you know, the last few months, you can feel a shift. You know, people have really come around to, the record has had time to kind of take hold, and people know the material, and they're starting to kind of see it for what it is, and it's nice. Like last night, we played a tune called "Ball and Chain" from the record that we had never played live, and you could just feel the audience. They knew that they had never played it, and it's a fun spot to be in.
So. Yeah, yes, you're relying on them. You're getting the feedback.
Oh yeah,
them.
No, we need it.
Okay, this Everybody's Talking, the new album. You're at the Tap tonight, and we're going to play, we were talking about this, Bound for Glory. Now, it's like a 12-minute song, but you guys do, of course, off of Revelator, fantastic, but this one is supposed to hit every point.
Yeah, this is great, and I remember in the middle of this version, which is from D.C., and Kofi Burbridge and Oteil Burbridge, they're from D.C., and We didn't always have a B3 solo in the middle of this tune, but that night just kind of handed it off, and Kofi just went all the way there, and you could just feel the crowd with him, and you could feel the two Burbridge brothers, like the hometown love, and it was a real moment. It's one of my favorite moments of that tour, and I remember right when he finished soloing, just thinking, I hope the rest of the tune goes well, because that's an album. Like, I want that on the record. I hope we don't blow it.
So. Well, let's take a listen to this. Bound for Glory off of Everybody's Talking and the Tedeschi Trucks Band on 89.7 WNKU.
Hey! your story. Roll the truth around your head. Bow for glory.
That's another one off the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Everybody's talking their new live double CD set. I didn't know there was two CDs on that in the studio. Derek Trucks with me, and that was great. We have, I don't know if you know, at the end of each year, we have our listeners vote on the top, like, 89 albums of the year.
Cool.
And this past year, you guys, Revelator, just kicked it.
Nice.
We knew within a week you guys were going to be number one. It was like... It just swamped them. And, of course, that's off of Bound for Glory, off of that, and this one.
Nice. Well, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, fantastic. And we mentioned that, you were talking about after the Ryman, you're going to go where?
Flying up to New York. We're doing a show at the UN. Herbie Hancock is the jazz ambassador.
So just, he's you putting name on a concert. Dropper you.
It's pretty wild, man. I think Wayne Shorter, Jack DeJohnette. Me and Susan are playing one tune in the blues segment with Robert Cray, and mm-hmm. I think George Duke is MC in that section, but it's going to be pretty wild. I'll be out front for most of it.
Soaking it in. Speaking of that, you were at the White House a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, it's been a wild few months. But you know, it was it was really great getting to see like B.B. King, Buddy Guy, these guys that kind of the architects of. Yeah. That music, you know, being honored in the White House, playing in the White House in front of the president. It was just thinking back to when those guys started and how different this country was. It's not always linear. Things don't always just progress, but over time it has gotten better, and it's good to see that music there,
because and those, it yeah, certainly those guys wasn't get always their the due. Case. Mm-hmm.
yeah. So I was just happy to be along for the ride.
Did the president get up at the end and flick a lighter?
No, he got up and sang, though.
Did he really? That's good. Yeah. That's good.
It was funny. Buddy Guy was, he was just ornery all day. I loved it. the producer that was putting on the show, we were doing a rehearsal, and BB wasn't there, and he's like, Buddy, you want to fill in for BB? He's like, no.
That's it. That's
everyone
it.
Thought he was joking. He's like, I'm not filling in for BB. That was I learned a long time ago I can't do that. So we're doing the last song, and everybody's out on stage, the whole cast, and it's it's just the stage is full of people, and we're doing Sweet Home Chicago, and Buddy Guy gets on the mic, and he's like, Mr. President, we know you can sing. We heard you singing Al Green. You're not stopping now. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, no, you're singing. Like, Buddy was just not letting him off the hook. So he grabbed the mic, and you can hear Susan in the background just going, sang, Mr. President. I think that kind of snapped him into it. So it was a pretty funny moment.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You've got enough swing that you can tell the president, get up here and sing.
I loved it. The BB and Buddy, they've just reached like beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Presidential status.
Exactly.
They're just like locked in, and they play by their own rules. It's fun to see.
That's fantastic. I love it. Well, anyway, want to really thank you. We appreciate you stopping by today.
Yeah, man.
New CD coming out May 22nd, right?
That's it.
Everybody's talking. Two CDs in this, and some fantastic work on here. I can't wait to listen to some of these other titles.
Not many singles on it. They're all about 12 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, so, I even like that better.
Yeah, it's fun. It's the vinyl, it's six sides, so it's three LPs. So
you got it on vinyl, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. A lot of people are doing that now.
Yeah, and I was up in New York when we mastered the vinyl. It sounds pretty unbelievable.
Great. You mentioned once you get off the road for a while, you're going to go back into the studio?
Right back in, have a few guys down, and start writing and see what we can get. So
we're waiting, buddy. We're waiting.
No rest for the weary.
Derek Trucks, thank you very much, sir.
Cool, man.